Everyone lies. The dead just stop trying. The living are unreliable. They exaggerate pain, minimize guilt, forget timelines, invent motives, and misplace blame with astonishing creativity. The dead are simpler. Not honest exactly. Honesty requires intention. The dead simply stop editing. That's what I like about them. By the time they reach my table, every polite fiction has been stripped away. No nervous laugh, no corrected statement, no sudden memory that arrives conveniently after a lawyer enters the room. Just skin, bone, tissue, temperature, evidence. People think my job is grim. It isn't. It's peaceful. No one interrupts me to explain why the knife accidentally entered the chest 4 times. No one asks whether a fractured hyoid could be a misunderstanding. No one says, "She fell," while I'm looking directly at finger-shaped bruises around her throat. The body doesn't argue. It waits. And I listen. Detective Lawson hates when I say things like that. He prefers language with less poetry and more court admissibility. "Cause of death?" he asks, standing too close to my table, as usual. "Disappointment," I said. He sighed. They always sigh. "Medically?" "Exsanguination." He looks relieved. Detectives like words they can spell in reports. The woman on my table had been 38. Healthy, well-groomed, expensive dental work, a small scar beneath her chin from childhood, probably a bicycle accident, and 17 stab wounds. 17. Messy. Emotional. Amateur. I leaned closer, studying the pattern. People think stabbing is simple. It isn't. Not if you care about results. The first wound tells you what the killer meant to do. The rest tell you how they felt about it. This one had begun as murder and became confession. Sloppy, yes, but intimate. Lawson cleared his throat. "You're smiling."
"Am I?"
"Yes." I adjusted the light.
"I was thinking."
"About?"
"How inefficient rage is."
He stared at me for a moment, then wrote something down. That was rude. I hadn't said anything suspicious. Not really. The wound below the ribs caught my attention. Clean angle, controlled depth, different from the others.
Ah.
There you are. The real first wound. Everything after that had been theater.
"He didn't panic," I said.
Lawson paused.
"He?" "Or she, but no, he."
"You can tell that from the wounds."
"No, I can tell from the ego."
Lawson gave me the look again, the one that meant he wasn't sure whether I was brilliant or deeply unsettling. People often confuse the two.
"This wound killed her," I said, pointing without touching. "The others were added afterward."
"Why?" I looked at the woman's face. Peaceful now. Whatever she had seen in her final moment had left no trace except in the body, and bodies are beautifully literal.
"Because he wanted us to think he lost control."
Lawson went still.
"He didn't?"
"No."
I stepped back and peeled off my gloves.
"He wanted credit for passion, but this was planned."
Lawson looked at the body again. I could see him rearranging the story in his head. Good. It's important to rearrange stories before they harden into facts.
"Anything else?" he asked.
"Yes."
He waited.
"The killer will be disappointed when he hears we noticed."
Lawson's eyes lifted to mine.
"You think he's watching?"
I almost laughed. Not because the question was funny, because it was small.
"Detective," I said. "They're always watching."
Later, after he left, I remained with her.
not out of sentiment. Sentiment has no place in an autopsy suite. But respect does. Whoever killed her had staged his violence badly, but the first wound had been elegant. Not beautiful, don't misunderstand me. Beauty is for sunsets and expensive knives. But elegant? Yes. Precise, patient, and thoughtful. That was rare. Most killers are disappointing. Impulse dressed up as destiny, anger with poor follow-through. Men who mistake brutality for intelligence. Women who assume poison makes them subtle because they once watched a documentary. It takes discipline to do harm well. That is not approval. It is simply an observation. And I have always been very good at observing. I turned off the recorder, washed my hands twice, and dedicated the final note from memory. Single fatal stab wound to the left upper abdomen. Postmortem injuries consistent with staging. Manner of death? Homicide. Then I paused and added one more sentence. Killer demonstrates restraint prior to escalation. I smiled at that. Restraint is underrated. So is escalation. The dead know this. The living usually learn too late.